From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Chants of OV for Ocean View last night as Southern California welcomed home its newest celebrities. The young men of Ocean View Little League were greeted with cheers and the pops of flashbulbs in their hometown of Huntington Beach. Ocean View defeated Japan on Sunday to win the Little League World Series, and NPR's Amy Walters was there for the celebration.
They literally rolled out the red carpet in the parking lot of Ocean View's home field. Friends, former teammates, and more than 100 fans called out to second baseman Justin Cianca. The team was greeted with flower leis and a swarm of television cameras. When an exhausted Cianca finally made it to the microphone, the crowd had one more reason to celebrate.
Happy birthday to you!
It's the best birthday ever.
Complete with fireworks. After the ceremony, the players entertained questions from the press while signing baseball hats and even shoes. Eric Anderson signed his share, and for good reason. He scored the team's winning run. It was the sixth and final inning, 1-1, and the bases were loaded. Nick Prado was at bat, and the speedy Anderson ran on field to replace the runner on third.
I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, okay, it's time to score here. Let's go.
Beach, California captures the Little League World Series championship.
ESPN announcers had the call. What did it feel like to cross home plate?
I just think if we won this game, like we won the Little League World Series, dream come true.
Nick Prado, who hit the ball that brought Anderson home, is still on the East Coast playing more baseball. He was missed last night, especially by these young ladies.
You guys have crushes on any of them?
Yeah.
Nick Prado. You should
totally
give
okay.
that to him if you can.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick Prado. Paige Taylor loves
yeah.
you.
Got that, Nick? Pitcher Braden Salzman is getting plenty of love as well. He struggled to count the number of girls who wanted to get his picture.
It's hard. It's hard to say. Like 50 at least. Yeah.
Did that used to happen last week?
Yeah, oh, actually, yeah.
Did that used to happen last month?
I don't think so.
Amy Walters, NPR News.